Network.
We're taking your phone calls. Robert Galen Ross coming up in the next segment at 800-259-9231. But you're running through your new book. It isn't even out yet. It'll be out, what, the next month or so?
Within 2 weeks.
Within 2 weeks, so folks can get it then at your website that we've got up on screen. But continue with your idea of solutions.
Okay, after we correct the voting process and we eliminate the two-party system, then we have independent people within Congress that will do things for the constituents rather than for special interests. So then we need to attack the Federal Reserve System. There's an attorney out in California named Ellen Hodgson Brown that did a research on this, on the Federal Reserve, and she says that if we nationalize the Federal Reserve, we can completely eliminate the income tax for everybody within the United States. And she goes through every step along the way to prove that you can do that.
Well, that certainly could have been done with the comprehensive financial report information that Walter Berrien and others put out. The problem is they've now created this $1.5 quadrillion in fiat made-up debt. But clearly, for those that don't know, I love the point Ron Paul always makes. They will show the capital behind him when he's on Fox News or CNN, and they'll say, well, you want to get rid of the income tax and Federal Reserve, how will we fund the government? And he says, well, we built this capital in the whole country without it. We didn't have it until 1913. The income tax wasn't more than a percentage point until the 1950s. Not one red cent of the Federal Reserve money goes to run this country.
That's right. And but if you take the total interest earned by the Federal Reserve in a year, and she goes back and uses the year 2005, for example, and she takes the total income tax paid and then the total interest earned by the Federal Reserve, and then if we eliminate the IRS, that's another $10 billion of cost that we eliminate. And then if we do some other things in following chapters, it'll turn out that instead of having a debt every year, we can probably have a $200 billion surplus. And it'll be forever because, and one of the chapters I talk about the military to bring all military people back in the continental United States.
Yeah, none of these countries are starting wars. There's the regional groups can deal with themselves. That's why the globalists are always going in and stirring up and funding terror groups, funding armies, funding other countries to attack other nations, because you've got this multi-trillion-dollar-a-year business, weapon sales worldwide and armies. They've got to have a business, so they go out and start wars.
But they start wars for the banks. The banks finance both sides of every war, and they finance the reconstruction of the countries destroyed in the wars. And so if we eliminate wars, think of the...
That's right. They sell weapon systems to both sides. They finance both sides.
They own the military-industrial complex, so they make money off of it. And so we've got to stop the money source of the elite. If you bring all the troops back, then we also need to create jobs in the United States. So the next step we need to do is have the president get out of the World Trade Organization, get out of the United Nations, get out of NAFTA, get out of CAFTA, and get out of all free trade agreements that have been signed in the past.
They're all one-sided for the globalists to consolidate power.
But then you tell all nations, we will trade with you on an equal basis. For every $1 million that we import, we're going to export $1 million to you. They wouldn't have any choice. So
they don't. But the globalists like to do sweetheart deals where it's not a level playing field. I want to ask you about Obama being the first president to be the head of the UN Security Council, which a lot of people point out in the Constitution is illegal. But it was also illegal for Colin Powell to become a knight, or George Bush Sr., but they did it. Stay with us.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beadles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dan in the Philippines, Manfred in Montana, David in Texas, Terry in Indiana, Jock in California. We're going to your calls here in just a few minutes. We're about 15 minutes away from huge news blitzes. Tons of key news I'm going to cover until the end of the show, coming up on a host of issues, starting in the next segment. Final segment with Robert Galen Ross. Time has really gone by fast with him. I want to go to your calls here in just a moment. But we were getting into Obama becoming the first president to be the head of the UN Security Council. No president's ever done that because the Constitution states they can't be part of other government bodies or boards. And make decisions for the U.S. without Congress's approval. And it wasn't just us saying this is unprecedented. AP and Reuters in the last week had all these weird statements about sealing our new closeness with the U.N. and global governance and the new bank of the world. I mean, this is really happening.
Yeah, no question about it. And that's part of their overall plan. It's all very carefully orchestrated. And they think there's nothing we can do about it, but all you got to do is think about how many people showed up in Washington this last weekend.
But they're being led by loyal opposition, and that's the plan, is to have a guy that supported the banker bailout, a guy that supported the Patriot Act, Glenn Beck, lead them. That's the problem.
Yeah, that we need to have someone leading the crowd that has no agenda except to...
But it does show, you're right, people are waking up. I mean... Greenspan's in the news today, Bloomberg whining, saying he thinks Congress is going to take the Fed over. So they're definitely not arrogant anymore, though. We're finally identifying who the real power structure are.
That's right. And Ron Paul is exactly right. He's talking about auditing the Fed, but we really need to nationalize the Fed.
Well, he says that if we can get the audit, then we can get the nationalization. Yeah. He says they're so criminal, and he's called for criminal investigations here, that it's step one.
Right.
It'll be hard to just abolish them up front, but it's been the Fed has said, if you audit us, you might as well abolish us.
Well, we really need something like the Fed in order to manage our money system within the United States.
To certainly get out of it, yeah.
Right. But we need to own the Fed.
And have it be transparent.
That's right. Well, and if we own it, then all the transparency and that sort of thing.
Well, Paul's got a Von Mises degree, and he's a doctorate in economics and a medical doctor, and I respect him. And he likes sound money. And if we'd have stayed on silver and gold, they couldn't have done what they've done. But now we're in this global fiat system. I look at the other models of using fiat to empower us. If it was done properly and openly, it could be a great system.
Yeah, but you'd have to really have a high value of gold if we, say, went to the gold standard, because there's the federal debt is something between $75 and $100 trillion.
So it'd have to be $1 million an ounce.
That's right. So there's not enough. If you use it at today's price, there's not enough gold out there to cover all the cash requirements.
I don't think people realize the type of inflation we're talking about.
Hyperinflation.
Finish up real fast, running through a few more of your points, and let's take some calls.
Another thing that we need to do is we need to eliminate short selling. And short selling is...
And naked short selling.
Yeah. Short selling is, let's say, that I borrow your car and sell it. And then later on, I buy it back at a lower price. Well, naked short selling is I can take your car and sell it without you knowing about it, without borrowing it. And then if anyone defaults, I said, that's too bad.
In fact, you never even had the car.
You didn't. That's right.
You just sold thin air to somebody.
That's right. And also, currency speculation has caused the economies of many nations to be crashed. George Soros is a major actor in this. So,
and then he goes on TV and talks about how he's the savior trying to fix this.
Right. But this is based on selling something you don't have. That's what a shorting is. And so we need to outlaw shorting completely by saying that you cannot sell anything that you don't have legal documented right to. And, of course, the Wall Street would not want that, because that's where they make all their money.
And let's be clear that they then just made up derivatives, paper, credit default swaps, and insurance certifications. Used the money off that, leveraged it 10 times, then went out and engaged in all these different manipulations of the stock market. This is just a complete group of con artist frauds.
That's right. And the only way you can overcome that is completely nationalize the Federal Reserve and nationalize all federal banks.
But here's the problem. The globalists are going to stage wars, stage nuke attacks, release bioweapons. They're going to try to use NORTHCOM to block Galen Ross and Ron Paul and others from doing this. So do you educate the public about false flag terror?
That's right. You have to, first of all, you got to do it with education.
Yeah, because they're not going to just let us go do this. I mean, clearly we're marching. People are waking up. We have a chance to do this, to dream as destiny. But I'm saying they're not going to just sit back and let us do this. So what's your idea there?
Well, that's one of the reasons for this book, is try to educate the people of what's really going on behind the scenes. And once everybody understands what's going on, then instead of 1 million people marching on Washington, there might be 5 million.
I agree with you. If the average cop who's being given a microwave gun to attack peaceful protesters realizes his future is being destroyed too, then there's a good chance that he's not going to go along with it.
That's right. And if the law enforcement people have a copy of this book or similar information, then you're right. When they say, all right, let's go march on those people, well, then they say, no, I don't think that's right. We're not going to do that. And then the officers might rebel. So we, but it has to all be based on education.
Well, I mean, you're an engineer who worked with oil and things. I mean, they admit that sodium fluoride in the water brain damages people. They admit the Germans put it in people's water. The Soviets did. I mean, when we tell cops don't drink the water, I mean, this is an evil elite.
That's right.
Tell folks what sodium fluoride does to your brain.
Sodium fluoride is a chemical that the Russians and the South Africans and the Israelis use to make their people docile. And it's in toothpaste, it's in water. And
by the way, on record, they admit they do this. I mean, this is not our opinion.
That's right. And and if you read the label on a toothpaste box, it says if you swallow more than a little bit of this, immediately go to the poison control center. Because it's a known poison.
But, I mean, I just bring that up. They're poisoning our water. Well, why are we even here debating this with each other?
That's right.
I mean, I'm asking FBI agents and others, did you get a memo telling you not to drink the water? No. You're in the same boat with us. And that's why I realized not to just get mad and attack them. Whether you know it or not, we're in the same boat together.
That's right.
This is ridiculous. And just because they taught you to laugh at it and say it's a conspiracy theory, you can't do that. Let's take some calls. Okay. Dan in the Philippines, you're on the air with Robert Galen Ross.
Hello.
Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, wow. It's crazy to be on here. I've been only recently listening to the show, but, you know,
well,
10 plus
well,
years
well,
ago.
Welcome, Dan. It's good to have you here with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, 10 plus years ago, I listened to you on the show, and I thought it was crazy, you know, seeing my brother watching on public access station. I'm from Austin, but I've been living in Manila for almost 4 years now, and I thought it was crazy. And so the last year plus, anyways, going on.
What woke you up?
Actually, it was partly my mom. You know, I was watching Ron Paul back in the primary days. Had a vacation. I went back to the States and saw a video about Ron Paul. Then I saw Freedom of Fascism of Aaron Russo woke me up really well. And since then, I've just been kind of dabbling. And now I'm really going full at it right now. I left my company recently and. And so, as part of my
see, right there is an example. People wouldn't listen to us 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Now they listen because everything we talked about is now coming true. Sir, what's your question for Robert Galen Ross?
I don't have a question for him directly.
Well, that's fine. You're on air. Go ahead and make your point.
Okay. I don't have a point. I have a question. I saw a recent video about bracelets with microchips on them that are supposedly attached to your wrist. And I just have a question about this because it seems recent and I haven't really been keeping up, but this is something. Can you describe this more to me about the bracelets on the wrist?
In fact, we'll play that. Guys, just YouTube the term taser bracelets. Homeland Security was proposing and they Homeland Security Board said, we think it's a good idea for every American, 5-year-old child, 80-year-old woman, you know, 50-year-old black guy, 20-year-old white guy, everybody, to wear a taser bracelet. It's like the Running Man, almost around our neck, but around your wrist. Guilty until proven innocent. They've got the naked body scanners going in airports. Houston has them. You march your kids through. The government records their body on tape. Robert Galen Ross, your comment on the taser bracelets.
Well, it's just probably short of the next move to implant a sensor within your skin, within your wrist.
By the way, that's in the healthcare bill.
Right. And the point of that is they can tell where you are at any time. They can link it to money so that if you get out of line, they shut off your sensor so that you can't spend money. So that's the long-range plan, is to have some mechanism to absolutely control everything you do and know where you are at all times.
And it was 2 weeks before Tom Brokaw, and I appreciate your call from the Philippines, Dan. Good to have you on board. God bless you. It was right before Dan, Tom Brokaw retired. Right before Tom Brokaw, it was Tom Brokaw. And I've got the tape around here somewhere, and they were talking about Fallujah, where they have these checkpoints all around it. and you're given your ID card, and if you're ever caught without the ID card, you're killed on the spot. And he said it straight-faced on NBC News, Tom Brokaw, he said, and if they're caught without their card, they are executed. And that's the system.
That's right.
Stay there. We'll do one more segment with our guests, take a few more calls. Stay with us.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Listen,
shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Final segment, Robert Galen Ross. I'm going to go through a news blitz, continue with your calls in the next segment. He's got a lot of new stuff at his website, 4RIE.com. You can also get some of his books and materials at Infowars.com. He's got something new, Who's Who of the Elite by Robert Galen Ross. They don't dare let us tell the people. It's a computer program And it's got the entire background on the elites, the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, Skull and Bones, Council on Foreign Relations, 13,795 elite members in 58 nations. He's got stuff like the first minutes of the first Bilderberg meeting on here, really powerful material available, and his new book coming out in 2 weeks, What the Elite Have Done to America and How to Fix It. Let's take a few final calls for him. Jock in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's a pleasure to be on with you, and it was so great to hear Charlie Sheen on your show yesterday. And since President Obama won't talk with Charlie about his 20 points on 9/11 or even acknowledge his letter, and since Popular Mechanics won't debate him live on his 20 points, and Larry King won't have him on, and no other major talk show will have Charlie on, I guess it's down to Meghan McCain, who said on The View on September 10th that she wouldn't take Charlie's political advice because of his experience with prostitutes. Meghan is ignoring Charlie's challenge to debate him as well as everybody else, but she has a blog called McCain Blogette where anyone can comment, and I just wondered if it would be interesting if a million patriots wrote comments into...
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. People should go to Obama's press conferences. They should go to his press secretary's comments. I mean, when Charlie goes to the restaurant, he gets on TV, okay? But here he is saying, I'm ready to go on TV to debate you guys. It'll get huge ratings. They won't touch it because he has the facts. He has the evidence. He has those 20 bullet points. And so the answer to their censorship is to only spread the material. I'm going to talk about it in the next segment even more. To get the material, to get the 20 minutes with the president, to get his video message at the top of InfoWars.com, the 20 minutes with the president area, and to get it out to everyone. I appreciate your call. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Terry in Indiana. Terry, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk to you about the statement that Jimmy Carter made today. As an African-American, whether you made it yesterday or today, his comment is outrageous. You know, to make it seem like that you would only have to be a white person or a racist in order to disagree with Obama. I see this all
the time. Yeah, exactly. He's using the race card, and I'll hold you over because I want to talk about this on Devil's Say About It, Robert. But that's exactly what goes on here is they're saying to everybody, you're not allowed to be against anything Obama does or you're a racist. They're playing a race card brutally and viciously and coldly, knowing that's not what it's about, and actually creating racial division. And it's doing that successfully. Stay there, Terry. I'm going to come back to you after the break, but I want to be able to say bye to Robert here at the end. Robert, your comment on this, is this a desperation move?
They will try anything in order to reach their goal, but you can't really interpret what they're saying because they use a lot of disinformation. And so there's always a motive behind what they're doing, but it's not an apparent one.
But the majority of white Americans voted for Obama. His approval rating has dropped by 30-something points because he lied about everything.
But I saw a segment. Someone emailed me a long talk. It was on YouTube by this black preacher that he says, look out, don't trust these guys. One of these days the white guys are going to come up and they're going to
riot,
and this comes from a black preacher. So,
well, look, they put Obama in there to make it about race. They put him in there to create division. If he was a black guy that was trying to end the Federal Reserve, they'd assassinate him.
That's right.
Just like if he was a white guy, they'd assassinate him. And that's the issue. So it's meant to be this big political football. And I agree with Terry, we're going to come back to you after the break. I just want to be able to say bye to you. Robert, great job on the new book. I've scanned over it. It's excellent. This is an advanced copy. The official cover is going to have a green cover.
Right.
And What the Elite Have Done to America and How to Fix It. You can get it at his website, 4RIE.com. And in the last 30 seconds we've got left, is there a toll-free number folks can call or a number?
It's 800-410-5571.
One more time.
800-410-5571. 1-800-273-8871.
Or for anybody that wants to interview you, they can also call that number.
That's correct.
We look forward to talking to you again soon. Another fellow Central Texan fighting the New World Order. And again, we're just all evil racists here. We don't want them putting sodium fluoride in the water, and that's because we're racist.
It's mad.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend's Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
You know, we had Robert on today. Now, I took a lot of calls earlier, but we really should just suspend guests for the next few weeks. Except for medical doctors to talk about the flu. Because there's so much going on, and the listeners are what are interesting and informative and entertaining. But our main goal is here to awaken people. And, again, to me, it is the racism to make it a racial issue if you disagree with the president. And they're cold-bloodedly doing this. Chris Matthews and Jimmy Carter, they know what they're doing. They know it makes them the moral authority, and then you're the racist because you're out protesting because the president happens to be part Arab and part African. But going back to Terry in Indiana, didn't mean to interrupt you with the point you were making. That was just another subject. Go ahead now. Make your point.
Yeah, Alex, what I was saying is that the media, everything that's done, I mean, whether it's the tea parties, the protests, where all types of independents and everybody is mixed in together, well, they'll turn it into a racial thing. They'll say, well, it's all, you know, it's racism. These people are against Obama because he's black. It's not that, you know, any of these people could love liberty or love freedom or don't want to go to a socialistic state. It can't be any of that. It's got to be because he's black. And then that makes it difficult for the people who always get their news from the mainstream media, especially minorities and blacks, when you try to come to them with a message about what is truly going on in our government and the world, then they have a wall up because they believe that it's all about a racist agenda. So you can't get a hedge through to try and open their eyes to what's going on. And it's really frustrating. I tell you, it's really frustrating. And I have come out. I have been out of the closet when Obama was a candidate. I'm calling all other liberty, freedom Americans, freedom-loving Americans, blacks, minorities, to come out the closet with me. Because they're turning this thing into a white thing.
When it's they want us at each other's throats. Because, look, you've got a tiny, it's very simple. You've got a tiny group of bankers who are eugenicists and who hate everybody, who are putting stuff in the water to sterilize us, trying to force deadly inoculations on us, stealing $23.7 trillion, setting up a world government, and it's in white people's interest and black people's interest and Asians' interest. And it doesn't matter who you are, 99% of us, it's in our interest to not go along with this world government and the end of the dollar and all the things they're openly doing. Now, if we're getting mad at the Federal Reserve, we're wanting to abolish the Federal Reserve, the American people are coming together, the establishment's going to say, tribal warfare, fight with each other. That's the exact way that the British Crown divided the natives and was able to take over the United States. And then what the Army was able to do was play tribe off against tribe. There's only a few thousand globalists. How are they going to beat 7 billion people? We're almost 7 billion on the planet now. They're going to do it by divide and conquer, by balkanization, and they're just cold-bloodedly doing it. Anybody who isn't a racist or anybody who's got half a brain sees this and is insulted by it going, I'm not racist. I don't like. Why are you bringing up race? As if the other side's going to listen. They know it's bull, sir. I mean, obviously, you know that. For some of the listeners, they know it's baloney. They know it actually creates real racism because it makes people think about it being a racial issue. But any other comments on that?
That's why I'm calling on all African Americans, the ones who have their eyes open, to stand up. Because once we stand up and then the people see that there are other blacks who are saying something against Obama, they can't call us racist.
I hear you.
Well, what are these people talking about? And then they'll get to the issues.
Exactly. God bless you. Good points. You should write up an article and send it to writers at Infowars.com and make those points because it needs to be made by black folks. Look, it's a total diversion. But now we're having a debate, and we have to have a debate about how ridiculous this is to say it's racial. And sure, out of 2 million people there, there were probably a couple hundred thousand don't like Obama because he's black. But I'll guarantee you they don't like him for a bunch of other reasons, too. But it doesn't matter. Obama, I've gotten emails when I say Obama's a puppet, and I've seen it on MySpace and I've seen it on YouTube. People say, oh, you're just racist. And it's usually white people. You can click on their channel name and go to their page. You don't like a black man being over you, so you're saying he's a puppet. No. I said George Bush Sr. was a puppet, Bill Clinton was a puppet, George Bush was a puppet, because they are a puppet. And I'm actually giving Obama cover here, because it's true. He doesn't deserve all the blame. George Bush was evil, probably a lot more evil than Obama. George Bush enjoyed what he was doing. I mean, as a man, I like Obama more than I like Bush. I mean, Bush radiated evil, radiated corruption, but it doesn't matter. The very same, even more evil groups are in control of him. But the system cold-bloodedly knows this is just meant for all of us to get at each other's throats. While the Federal Reserve steals three times all the mortgages in the country. All the mortgages in the country were $9.4 trillion, Bloomberg reported. So what's three times 9.4? $9 trillion, $9 trillions, $18 trillion. And then you add another 9 to that, Yeah, you're right at it. It's 24.3, 23.7, but it's really going to be about 28 now. We haven't got. So you're right at three times all the mortgages in the country is what we gave foreign banks. Now, are all your mortgages paid off? See, that's the thing. All these liberals think you're going to have socialism and that, well, if David Rockefeller's got $100 billion, I'm going to get part of it. You're not going to get any of that money. David Rockefeller supports socialism because they're going to take the guy making $100,000 money and they're going to give it all to the ultra rich. I have a great graphics guy. And I said, make me a wealth redistribution graphic. And I wasn't specific. And he brought me one of a red house that says $1 million on it. And you got three greenhouses that are smaller that were poor people. And he and in his graphic, it shows the red house get littler and the greenhouses get bigger. And I said, no, you need to make another graphic of that red house turning into a greenhouse, a smaller house, and all the other houses getting even smaller. And then a big pyramid above it getting bigger. It sucks all the money up out of us into them. I mean, it's so simple. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Mexico has more billionaires per capita for 100 million people, population, than any other country in the world. And they're also the third poorest country in the world. Depending on which gauge you look at, fifth poorest. The point is, they're in the top five poorest countries. They got more resources than we got. But they've got a corrupt elite. Same thing with Africa. Same thing with Eastern Europe. Same thing. I mean, folks, the boss hogs don't want you to have a nice life. They want to shut you down politically so they can control you. They want to use the economy to make you poor so you're so busy just trying to get enough food to eat that you're not busy getting uppity. But it is outrageous. I mean, Jimmy Carter, I've respected some things he's done. But I have to remember, he's a Trilateral Commission co-founder with David Rockefeller. And he is a eugenicist. You know, again, Barack Obama took the abortion funding block off for black kids in Africa and forced abortion in China. And if you think killing black babies is pro-black, then you're idiots. And I saw footage of a Hispanic man at an Obama event in Spanish holding up pictures of dead babies to the Hispanics, and Hispanics were coming over getting in his face saying he was anti-Hispanic because he doesn't like Obama because he doesn't want Hispanics killing Hispanic babies. What is your major problem? Killing your babies isn't good. It's the Margaret Sanger phony liberals that are the real racist. When are you going to figure it out that a real racist doesn't run up missing their front teeth in a Klan hood? When are you going to figure out that there are some of those racists, but they are confined to their shacks and aren't a threat to you unless you're caught in their neighborhood at 3 a.m.? The real threat is the George Soroses, is the Ted Turners, is the David Rockefellers, is the Bill and Melinda Gates. These people want your ass deader than a hammer. And you know who their man is? He's Barack Obama. Because they know if they put a black face on this, you're going to go along with it. And I am sick of it. I'm tired of it. It's so obvious. Oh, man, I'm tired of it. But you know what? It's not going to work. Calling everybody racist and dragging racism out. Let me tell you how stuff really works. Most white people are guilty. And this isn't even targeting black folks. This is targeting guilty whites to be afraid to criticize anything Obama's doing, gun control, you name it, because they don't want to be called racist. And what the left is doing is using up the term racism so when it really needs to be used against somebody who's really racist, nobody's going to want to hear it anymore. It's like Israel calling everybody an anti-Semite who doesn't agree with every policy they've got. Now that term doesn't work anymore. So it's cheapening the term. David in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I work in finance and got a few quick stories for you. We had a client of ours go down to major bank downtown Houston to cash out, a little over $100,000 in cash. And they didn't have it on hand, and he had to wait a week and got questioned, actually had to talk to the president in the location to have them actually release cash into his hand. So a lot of these banks around here are running very low on actual liquid cash.
Also, they fill out a suspicious transaction report. Do people really think the FBI for $5,000 wasn't already watching Governor Spitzer? They're watching everybody.
In the brokers community, there's a lot of, since the Patriot Act, we have to fill out a lot of paperwork for new accounts and ask a lot of questions, you know, where's the money coming from, so on and so forth. And all those are set up as profiles. And then every so often, those are ran against these terrorist databases and all that stuff. And that's, you know, pretty mainstream. The people that work in the industry, they know that.
Yes, but Patriot Act compliance has nothing to do with terror.
Yeah, exactly. Another point that's very funny, I was at a dinner last night with some folks from J.P. Morgan, and I'll tell you, the cluelessness out there in professionals is outstanding. This woman, 30 years in the business, fund manager for J.P. Morgan, talking just general economic stuff, and, you know, of course people are bringing up inflation, and, you know, she just passes it off like it's not a problem and it may actually be a good thing. And she's like, well, you know, we don't have high inflation because CPI is real low. And, you know, of course, I bring up the point.
But
well,
they cook the CPI. Real
exactly.
Unemployment's at 20%, and they're telling us it's at 10.
I said, well, if you think there's no inflation, how come gold is four times higher than it was 10 years ago? And if you price the Dow in gold, it cost 40 ounces of gold to buy it in 2000. Now it costs like 9.8 ounces. So if you didn't quadruple your money in stocks, you lost purchasing power. And she said, well, that doesn't matter. We're not on a gold standard. You know, gold's just a commodity. Who cares? So,
but look at every other. Look at oil. We're paying a lot more than we were 10 years ago for that.
Yeah. It's.
Look, they can tell us that everything costs the same. Anybody who's been to the grocery store knows that's a load of bull.
No, you're absolutely right, but it's just so hilarious to see, you know, professionals that don't even give it a second, thought. And someone else brought up the point of she said she just came back from China. It's like working with the Sovereign Wealth Fund over there. And I said, well, what are they telling you about slowing down their T-bill purchases, talking about world currency? I mean, it's in the mainstream news. And she's just like, that'll never happen. They have to buy T-bills. They can't do anything else. You know, they're never going to stop. What are they going to do? I'm like, well, they don't have to. They can invest their money wherever they want to. But
well, they've already for 2 years been cutting back. I appreciate your call. Great points, David. Yeah, you get all these specialized people, and they know their little niche, and then that's it. And they think it's like an attribute that they don't care. They think it's cute or funny. And if you fight for your liberty, you're probably going to lose it. If you don't care about it, you're going to get run over. Manfred, Montana. Manfred, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Been listening to you for a year. First time caller. I just got out of the military also a year ago.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. I've got a question about the votes, the ballots.
Yes.
Why can't we have nobody on there? I mean, every party starts with these great ideas about equality and all this other great jazz, but they always get corrupted. Why can't we just incorporate nobody on the bill?
The systems have never been perfect, but you have the very same special interest and the shadow government that's not even a shadow anymore, the National Security Council is advised by private interest, and they set the policy. If you hold politicians accountable on issues, Like Glenn Beck's a politician. He's for the banker bailout bill, but then after he gets it, he then says he's against it. See, so you've got to go off politicians' voting records, off of political pundits' records. Do they flip-flop? As bad as our system is, it's because it's been overthrown. A lot of people then want to create a new system, which will be even worse. It's that our original system. Let's say you got a diesel engine and you're putting rainwater in it and it's not starting. Well, it's not the diesel engine's fault. It's that you put the wrong fuel in it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, man. I don't disagree with that. But I think if we have nobody on the ballot, if nobody gets voted in, then we have to start over with new candidates, with new ideas, and it embarrasses the parties.
Well, I do think that unless you're Ron Paul or a few other people, you need to be voted out. Both parties, all this Republican grandstanding, I see right through it. I appreciate your call, Manfred. Joseph in California, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, I was just calling about there's a big protest here in the Bay Area about the universities, and they arrested them for unlawful assembly, saying that they're shoving the police, but there's nothing on the news about them shoving anybody. And it just seems like, you know, out here in the Bay Area, the First Amendment doesn't exist anymore. Like myself, I'm in a lawsuit against SFPD for arresting me for public drunkenness when I was, in fact, sober. And I saw on your site you were addressing something about DUI and prohibition laws.
Yes, all over the world, police are suppressing free speech because they've been ordered to, because they know that they've tried to cow the public into submission, knowing the financial raping was about to happen, knowing we would rightfully take our government back. They don't want that image of slaves on the street saying no. But as the police lose their pension funds too, they're going to end up joining us. So I would tell you, take legal action against those that have violated your rights. We'll be right back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know what? It's the end of the show. I got to a lot of the news I said I'd cover. Quite a bit I didn't. I know we got loaded phone lines. I want to hear from everybody. Tomorrow, I may just clear the decks of guests and just take phone calls. We've been doing a better job about taking your calls, but so much is happening. I also want to start focusing on the flu, the reports from your areas as they're trying to force kids in schools to take it. This all starts in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, so we're going to be watching that, following that. Got a bunch of medical doctors coming on. At the end of the show, I do also want to thank listeners for all of their support and to remind you that we are listener-supported by books and video sales, and we are carrying the new video that we're starting to ship out today, a few days early. It's not even officially out yet. Camp FEMA, that I consulted on and I'm the main featured person in, a lot of other great folks in it. Camp FEMA, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. A few of the other sponsors that have also made today's show possible, please write down their names. Please at least check out their websites. Diginet.net. They have a whole bunch of different hidden cameras, hidden pins, hidden systems for your car. These are just the touch and go. You know, hit the button, they play, they record audio, video. Very reliable, very inexpensive. This is a big bulk seller, so you get a great price. Diginet.net, Diginet.net, or give them a call at 888-344-6681, 888-344-6681, Diginet.net. They have mobile digital video recorders, solid evidence when you need it, perfect for individual or commercial use, solid-state technology. We need to fight Big Brother with our own personal Big Brother. Also, mysolarbackup.com from the great folks at Solutions from Science. This is a great little solar-powered system. You get multiple systems and start running larger areas of your house. This is one of the great, you know, reliable systems, very inexpensive for what you get. The power source 1,800-watt generator and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. One word, mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com or 877-327-0365. And again, this whole show, everything we do here is brought to you by these sponsors. They're not just great products. They're also supporters of this show. So mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. And lastly here today, I want to thank frontsight.com and Dr. Ignatius Piazza. He's got a great deal at frontsight.com. You can get 5 days of world-class gun training at the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. And if you act fast, they will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. There's no drill instructor or tough guy attitude. It's the biggest private shooting training facility in the country. Frontsight.com, free newsletter, a lot of key info at frontsight.com. So be sure and visit frontsight.com. It's not enough to just know how to use a firearm. It's not enough to just own a firearm. You need the proper training. You need to know more than just how to load it and point it and shoot it. And some people that buy guns don't even know that. So check them out, frontsight.com, and find out about getting your free XD armory pistol and the caliber of your choice at frontsight.com. Okay, I'm very thankful also to our AM and FM affiliates. Please, folks, be sure and support those local affiliates and support our local sponsors as well. And continue to remember that we're reaching more and more people. We're changing history because of you spreading the word. And that's how this radio show grows. Whether you're listening on shortwave, satellite, the internet at InfoWars.com, or your local AM or FM station, or the free podcast, continue to tell your friends, your family, your neighbors about the show. Because if we expose what these globalist criminals are doing, their program will fall apart. If we don't, we're going to get a world government that makes the Nazis look like choir boys. Free transmission starts now. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.